Only those two. And these both, surprise, surprise, happen to be rationalist theologies in the sense that they insist upon arriving at tight rational conclusions even when the matters have to do with God's operations in eternity. So, if you start with a double predestinarian Calvinism, you will end up, presumably, with great difficulties in the matter of free will. Free will disappears. If, however, you start from an Arminian standpoint and insist upon free will, this is going to arrive logically at the position that God can't very well have predestined everything, nor can he know everything, or there wouldn't really be a free will operation. There happens to be, surprise, surprise, a theology outside of those two, which holds to the position that you must never draw an inference from one passage of Scripture which contradicts the clear teaching of another passage of Scripture. You have no business doing this, even if it's a correct logical inference. Why? Because God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And therefore, it is perfectly possible within the framework of Lutheran theology and mainline Anglican theology and intelligent evangelical theology to hold that God is omniscient and that there is also genuine free will. My two comments on that subject. Now, to the paper. What we're doing in this hour is integrating two fields which normally are not integrated. Namely, the philosophy of law and the area of systematic theology. Our thesis is that there are remarkably similar developmental patterns in these two areas of the history of ideas, and that lessons learned from the